Free Talk Live. And we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our website. Griff, you get to create the content that is there. Everything you see as you scroll down the main page, submitted by listeners just like you and voted upon by listeners like you. Submit whatever you find online that you think is interesting. Could be a YouTube video, perhaps a blog post, or maybe a news article. Whatever you like, whatever you think we'll enjoy, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, submit it, and it appears on the upcoming stories page. We'll then must receive a certain number of votes in order to make it to the front page of the site. The votes come from you. The articles, the links, they come from you, too. Thanks to you for making our website as great as it is, because if it wasn't for our listeners like you that are participating in the site, then we would have nothing that is that interesting there on the front page. So, once again, go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with you in the studio here. It is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Nemi, you brought something in tonight about the California fiscal crisis that these bureaucrats have been in there for quite a few years that I can recall. We've been talking about it for a while on Free Talk Live every now and then about how many billions of dollars they're in the hole over there and how it is that they, you know, are trying desperately to get out.
It's like a race to the bottom with Illinois.
Right, yeah, both California and Illinois not doing so hot. And
well, that's just because they haven't had a chance to take a look at New Jersey and New York.
Who's they?
The people who keep an eye on these things.
I see.
These stories make of Illinois and California make Illinois and or make New Jersey and New York look good, when in fact they're in bad shape also.
Well, states are in bad shape.
I had heard the story on NPR probably a week or so ago, and I thought I should bring it in.
Yeah, for sure.
A school district owes $1 billion on a $100 million loan.
So this is not the whole state of California. This is just one little microcosm of some of the problems that are, in aggregate, a serious financial calamity for the state and the cities in California. What kind of crazy decision was this to take on a loan like that?
It's one of more than 200 school districts within California who are taking a second look at the high price of the debt they've taken on using risky financial arrangements. Collectively, the districts have borrowed billions in loans that defer payments for years, leaving many districts owing far more than they borrowed.
So they defer the payments, but by the time the payments come around, the interest sounds like it's pretty heavy.
The principal who took it is gone.
Yeah, well, or the board, the school board, likely, is who is doing
moved
that
on to other political ventures.
Right. And they have no liability for paying that back. They're just the board members.
Right. We have somebody else holding the bag.
Mm-hmm. Meaning the taxpayers.
So in 2010, officials at the West Contra Costa School District just east of San Francisco were in a bind. They needed $2.5 million to help secure a federally subsidized $25 million loan to build a badly needed elementary school. Charles Ramsey, president of the school board, said he needed that $2.5 million up front, but the district didn't have it. We'd be foolish not to take advantage of getting $25 million when the district had to spend just $2.5 million to get it, Ramsey says.
You'd be a fool.
The only way we could do it was with a capital appreciation bond. Those bonds, known as CABs, are unlike typical bonds where a school district is required to make immediate and regular payments. Instead, CABs allow districts to defer payments well into the future, by which time lots of interest has accrued. In the West Contra Costa Schools case, that $2.5 million bond will cost the district a whopping $34 million to repay.
Where does the $1 billion come in?
Later on.
Okay.
Ramsey says it was a good deal because his district is getting a brand new $25 million school. Why would you leave $25 million on the table?
But they're going to pay $34 million for the $25 million school.
That's right.
And already, these schools are overpriced because they're getting, you know, a sweetheart deal with some local construction firm that is, you know, making the $25 million, or they're, you know, getting that $25 million or the bold chunk of it. And, you know, what kind of markups are these guys making on the product that they're selling?
I don't know, but generally government agencies aren't getting the best deal. They're just not getting cut that good deal. People don't bring them the best prices. even when they put it out to bid, it doesn't, you know, it's difficult to, it's almost impossible to compare bids. It's really hard. And the bigger the project gets, the more difficult it is to compare the bids.
Mm.
Because, you know, somebody's proposing one thing, somebody else is proposing another thing. How do you really compare those? But I think that a general rule of thumb is as the government agency gets larger, the amount of efficiency as far as what they're spending on goes down. So I think that, you know, maybe a school district, they're only paying 1.5 what an individual would if they built a building of this size and nature. Whereas, you know, if the federal government spends, you know, builds the building, they're probably, you know, 3 or 4 times. I don't think buildings are where the biggest waste comes in. I think the biggest waste comes in these contracts and things like that. You know, when they're selling widgets and wadgets to the government, and the government really doesn't know what they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me, the state treasurer in California is going through a database collected by the LA Times of school districts that have recently used capital appreciation bonds. And in total, districts have borrowed about $3 billion to finance new schools. Excuse me, new school construction, maintenance, and educational materials, but the actual payback on those will exceed $16 billion. Now, Ian, you ask where the $1 billion from $100 million comes from?
Right, and that was for one school district.
That's right. Okay. San Diego's Poway Unified School District, which borrowed a little more than $100 million, but debt service will be almost $1 billion, says the state treasurer.
Who signed that contract?
So over 9 times the amount of borrowing. There are worse ones, but that's pretty bad.
Well, if you don't have to, if you aren't required to make the payments, but yet you have the ability to sign the contract, and you're a bureaucrat, and all you're really responsible for is getting to the next the next board meeting.
Whatever happens next.
Then you're not going to really pay close attention to the details. Oh, what's that? We need $100 million? Well, this bank here says they'll give us $100 million.
Somebody else is going to pay for it?
Yeah, we'll sign that. Great, we'll take that $100 million. Thanks so much.
If we screw this up, somebody's going to have to pay higher taxes and pay it off. I mean, imagine for a second that you have no accountability for what you do, other than looking stupid if somebody writes an article, in which case they haven't named anyone here.
As far as who's responsible for this?
You'll never find out which bureaucrat it was that did this, or politician, or whatever. You never get to find that information
out. That's a great point. I mean, the school board here in Keene, New Hampshire has got, I think, 9 people on it. So at some point, a vote was held on this particular issue, and some school board members voted for it. Maybe somebody voted against it. But someone would have to go back into the meeting logs, you know, the minutes, and find out who actually voted for this and somehow publicize that information. And, of course, as you pointed out, the mainstream media is not going to do that because why should they? And that's not really where the news lies.
Mm-hmm.
So some activist would have to go and dig that information up. Then the activist would be the one that would have to publish that information and somehow use that information against that school board member should they actually still be running for re-election and not already gone, because this did happen, you know, a couple years ago is what we're talking about.
They could be retired.
They could already be out.
Yeah.
And so at that point, then you have the process. Then if you really, really care enough about this, if this really is, you know, your issue, you know, financial sanity with the school board, and then you have to spend whatever time and effort and money is necessary in order to try to oust this whatever school board members.
Taking time and money away from your family and the other things in your life.
Yeah, and then
the
good luck trying to convince people to vote in a school board election in the first place or pay any attention whatsoever to who's running and the reasons they're running.
And I'm sorry, this is the reason I don't believe the democratic republics work. This is the reason. Because of the amount of time it takes an unpaid individual to try to hold these paid individuals responsible for the spending of your money. It can only result in more spending to the point that they are just bankrupt.
But in the meantime, what do you do? I mean,
and by the way, I'm not advocating for kings either.
But in the meantime, what do you do? I mean, okay, yeah, you can't run against these people or you can't effectively campaign against them. But, you know, in the meantime, they're going to keep sending property tax bills to your home.
Yeah. I mean, you can't.
What are you going to do? Get the legislature to overturn government schools? That's not very likely anytime soon.
Not even here
in New Hampshire.
Not very likely.
We've got a ways to go before we even have any kind of proposals like that on the table.
Long way to go.
855-450-FREE. Obviously, that would solve the problem, getting rid of government-funded schools. Because if a private company wanted to get into that kind of debt, then only their investors would be on the line for it. You and I would not be on the line for their mistakes. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that we have there for you, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do is click and download. They are yours completely free. Last 7 days worth right there at the top of the website. And then if you click into the archives section, click into the archive section. That'll take you back 4 years. So please go ahead and do that and enjoy it all for free at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you click into our SoundCloud page, you will then be able to access the same amount of years of shows. It's just there's a real easy share button there. Plus, our SoundCloud page has Edgington Post episodes on it as well.
That's right.
Mark's interview show. So you can access our SoundCloud page through our website. On the left-hand side of freetalklive.com, you'll find the link under Listen and Share to SoundCloud. Or you can just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
I did an interview with Jeff at Stevens about his online game called MindThings.com, and you can see that interview if you just go to freetalklive.com, look on the right-hand side, find the Edgington Post tab, and go find the interview there. Very informative. It's again, Edgington Post. So going on here, under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. This is the candy to have for your holiday season. We've had Stateless Sweets delivered to the studio many times here, Ian.
And they are delicious.
Yep. My favorite is the English toffee. However, I'm very excited to try the chocolate-covered pistachio brittle.
You're excited? Does that mean we're getting another batch?
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've done very well for Jillian. People, I think our excitement and genuine enthusiasm around Stateless Sweets has done a fine job for them. And
who doesn't like candy? I mean, besides people on specific diets.
It's an easy to sell.
Yeah.
And this candy, once you've tasted it, really does put all other candies to shame. You'll not want to eat store-bought candies again.
Yeah, well, it's nice to know that you're not, you know, supporting some mega corporation, too, with this. I mean, you really are buying, it's not necessarily buying local, but you're buying from somebody who's making a handcrafted product that cares about their customers and is very interested in making sure that you're satisfied.
Also, if you're, a principled person who wants to work, outside of the government-sanctioned marketplace, statelesssweets.com does that too.
Good stuff.
So anyway, statelesssweets.com, use coupon code FTL. You can save 10% off your order. Who doesn't want? You get the best candies, and you can get them a little cheaper.
Nice.
Statelesssweets.com, coupon code FTL.
I wanted to focus a little bit more on this story that Nemi had brought up tonight about the school boards in California getting these, what were they called? What kind of loans? Cab loans. Meaning that the payments for the loans are deferred for some period of time.
Right. Capital appreciation bond.
And, of course, that means that you're still going to have to pay the interest at some point. Yeah, okay, you don't have to make a payment up front, but down the line, they're going to collect some interest. And there was one loan that was $100 million that now has accrued to $1 billion,
so
including payments.
So at 10 times its money.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
And, of course, everybody's on the hook for this.
Who would buy a house for $100,000 and pay $1 million for it later?
If you think that you aren't on the hook for this because you don't live in California, just wait until the federal government decides to bail out the California government. Then all of a sudden you will be responsible for paying these loans back because they'll inflate the money supply in order to print the billions of dollars out. Because California needs more than $1 billion to get out of the financial situation that they're in. And, of course, state governments can't print money. Only the federal government can do that. So I don't think it's happened yet, but there's no way the California government people are going to do what it takes to get back into some level of financial sanity. They're going to keep spending themselves down into this hole.
They can't. They don't have a system for doing it.
You mean getting out?
Stopping. Yeah. I mean, imagine the government bureaucrat that says, okay, I'm going to cut my budget because I know all the rest of the bureaucrats are going to cut theirs. They're not going to do that.
They won't cut their budgets. They won't reduce staffing. They won't, they won't do anything besides try to continue to fleece people even more. So, like in Illinois, for instance, where they're also having serious financial difficulty, they increased the income tax by 66% there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was like 1%, but it's gone up to, 2-something or whatever, 1-something, and it's gone up by 66%. And they're going to keep increasing property taxes and increasing taxes, and they're going to try to bleed the stone dry. Eventually, it's just not going to work anymore. At some point, economics, the laws of economics are, you can't get around
them. People are just going to get tired of it. I think so.
When?
Right.
If so, what do they do about it? Because, I mean, I know great liberty-minded people
here
in New Hampshire. I know great liberty-minded people, but How many of them are willing to protest taxes? And what I mean, when I say protest taxes, I mean not pay them. None of them.
You could buy a motorhome and live in that instead of, you know.
That's not viable or feasible for, you know, the average family to live in a motorhome.
Yeah.
Then you're just paying rent in the form of an RV park, and then
And
then they're just paying taxes to the state. I mean, just because you're paying rent doesn't mean you're not paying taxes.
If you pay rent someplace, you're still paying taxes. I think
right.
You're right.
So how, you know, what's it going to take? So let's say people are upset. I'm sure people are upset in California right now. But who's going to take on City Hall?
Well, at what point, Mark had said, you just bleed the rock dry. At what point do you just say, I don't have any money left, I need to leave? And at what point, you know, you can't get money from an empty house?
Well, that's what we're seeing happening.
They don't care.
Well, right. So look at Detroit, for instance. You know, Detroit spiraling. You talk about downward spiral. Detroit, and things are not good there.
Yeah.
People are leaving in droves. Businesses closing up shop.
It's the case in point.
Yeah, and so people are leaving. That's true. That is one solution, is to leave an area, and certainly we're seeing that. There was a map I saw someone posted to Facebook recently where it showed map of the United States, and each state had different colors based on how many people had left that state. And, you know, a place like California obviously has a lot of people leaving it. Detroit's another place people are leaving. And so the states that have less, taxes, the states that are less tyrannical are attracting more people to them. That's true.
It's just being shown on maps. I mean, you can argue with it all you want. You can, claim Keynesian economics works as much as you want. But the fact is that the people are fleeing that crap.
But it still delays. It's only a delaying tactic. You're just moving to a place that is a little bit better. I mean, they're all still plantations where you're still being your wealth is still being extracted from you. The money that you earn, the time that you spend, your life, the value in your life has been extracted from you, or is being extracted from you. Okay, so you move from California to Nevada, and you know, maybe you'll be taxed a little bit less there. But then it's only a matter of time before Nevada gets as bad as California, and California might still be even worse. But still, we're only talking about a spectrum, right? New Hampshire may be the freest place in the 50 states of the United States, but it's still got all kinds of problems. And, you know, there's fiscal problems here in New Hampshire, too. We're better off here, I think, than in a lot of places, because the budget was cut by 12%, I think it was in the last session.
Well, I've heard from Jason Sorens that New Hampshire is going to lose its enviable position. What I understood to be the claim is that New Hampshire is not going to be the number one freest state in the union coming out here in the near future, in the next Mercatus Center study. So
yeah.
I think that there's some evidence that the spending is catching up with us.
But running around from state to state and trying to just kind of live in the freest plantation isn't ultimately going to solve the problem. The problem is the system. The problem is the structure that that we're living in, and it's going to take more than running. Somebody's going to have to do something and stand up for themselves. And of course, I mean peacefully, not violent. 855-450-FREE. What's your plan? It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GZN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can have whatever you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Nanny had to go home. She's too sick to be in the studio tonight. So it's just you and I, Mark.
We didn't send her home.
Nope.
She made the decision on her own.
She did.
We've both done the show in less than optimum conditions for our voices, and I'm not going to hold that against anyone. But, I'm not going to hold anybody here. I'm not going to make her feel obligated to stay.
Yeah. Just figured I'd give you an update there. Yeah. So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about these schools in California. Nemi had brought in a story about how these school boards are approving loans with insane terminology, amounts of
terms.
Yeah, insane amounts of interest that are being paid on
one
these
example
principals.
Is a $100 million loan that the payment, return payment principal, or, you know, the full payment will be $1 billion. That's 10 times the amount of the loan, and that
right.
is nuts.
All because
they didn't go through MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All because they say that they need the money now. We have to have the money now. We have to build a new school. And one of the points I made briefly previously was that, and I think it deserves a little bit more fleshing out, is if this were a private school that needed money so urgently to add a new building or whatever to their campus or to build a whole new campus or something like that, they would, first of all, get a better deal because they're more interested in, you know, in getting the best price for their because they want to keep the prices down because they're in competition with other
somebody
schools.
On their board would be involved in a local bank and they'd make sure they got a good rate.
There would all be different ways
all
that they
kinds
make sure
reasons.
They get a better deal. So they'd be paying less for the buildings likely in the first place. They would get probably a better rate on the loan. But most importantly is that you aren't liable for the mistakes of a private school, because people still make mistakes in the marketplace. I mean, the market is the way it is because a bunch of products and services have been offered, and some of them sucked, and they didn't work, and those products went out of business, and those companies went out of business, and that's a good thing, because we don't want to keep every company around forever. There's no value in that. If the company's not bringing value to the marketplace, if people aren't buying their products, they should go away and be replaced by somebody who's going to do something differently.
Right. They shouldn't stick around because you're nostalgic for Woolworths.
Exactly. And so in the case of these private companies, if a private company takes on a loan and they build they build whatever it is they were going to build and it doesn't work out, they didn't get the customers they were expecting to, they didn't get the revenue they were hoping for.
Happens.
They go out of business, they sell out their assets at, you know, pennies on the dollar at auction, like you're going to see with Hostess happening here in a little bit. They're going to be auctioning off their brands and whatever stuff they've got, the buildings and the trucks and all that. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to pay off their, you know, as much of their loan as possible like that, and then they're going to be done for at that point. And you don't have to pay for Hostess's mistakes. You've gotten to, you know, enjoy their products while they were around, if you were one of their fans, if you liked their stuff.
If you like them enough, buy Hostess.
Buy the brand, sure. And try to bring it back. But ultimately, you're just a customer or a potential customer or a prospect or somebody who's in the marketplace, whether you bought their products or not. You aren't liable for it. Only the people who were investing in Hostess, the people who said to themselves, I want to make some money off of this idea. I think we can sell schools, or I think we can sell education, or we can sell Hostess cakes, and that we can make a profit. And those people got into it with the hope that down the line they would make a profit off of their investment. If they lose their butts, that's not my concern. That's not your concern. But when it comes to the government, it's all of our concern, because we're all forced to pay for this. We're all forced to pay for the crappy decisions that these bureaucrats make day in and day out, because they're completely disconnected from the consequences. There is nothing that holds them directly accountable or liable for their actions mm-hmm. beyond, you know, the occasional question from a member of the public who cares enough to bother going to a school board meeting.
And they either don't answer the question because they don't let you make a follow-up question, so they'll just do the politician answer, which is no answer at all.
Right.
Or, you know, they won't speak to you. I mean, all kinds of things. They just... You know, they don't care.
And I've been to these school board meetings, by the way. I live in a town of, or a city of, you know, 20-some thousand people, 23,000 people. And, you know, there's 10,000 households that pay taxes here. I can tell you that at the average school board meeting, there's maybe 5 people attending it, and usually
they've
three
got
of
something
the five,
to game.
Right, usually 3 of the 5 are actually, you know, school board or school employees of mm-hmm. some sort. The only nights that there's any amount of attendance at any of these meetings is the nights in which there was one time when I went there and there was like some group of students that were receiving some kind of an award, and of course their parents were there with them, and so there was like a full room of people there. But once the awards were given out, they all took off. So the actual business portion of the meetings, where they vote on important things like bonds and loans and stuff like that, no one's there for that. I mean, yeah, they're broadcast on TV, so I guess some people could watch, you know, in that
but
sort of sense.
No one's there because they're boring, so the chances of them watching the show...
Pretty low.
And you have to understand what they're talking about. So you're not talking about, you know, the bottom half. If 100 is the average IQ, and that's as I understand it, that means half of the people in America have a IQ less than 100. I don't know whether or not they're going to be much value in watching the school board meeting on TV, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I just don't think so.
So there was a great point that one of our listeners made on a local talk show the other day, a couple weeks ago, about how the city councilors are always complaining about how no one comes to their meetings and that people should come and get involved. And, you know, it's people should get involved in our meetings, darn it. We're important, and we're doing important things, and we want the community involved. But when people actually showed up at the Bearcat meeting and packed the house, packed so full that they actually had to turn people away downstairs. They actually brought the fire department in and stood guard at the elevators in the stairwell and prevented people from coming up to this meeting because the room and its capacity was maxed out. You know, the fire code says you can only have so many people in the room. Well, they met that capacity and were not allowing people in. They would only let someone in as someone came down the stairs. So if someone came down and left, they'd let one person in. So people did come. They did get involved. And you know what? The city council spat in their face and voted against what those people, or voted for, rather, what the people wanted them to vote against. So why should anyone go to these boring, terrible, just excruciating meetings if they don't even care what you think?
Absolutely. They do whatever they want. Every time I've been to one of these town meetings, they won't let you. If you do get a chance to talk, you might as well be talking to the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sit at home and talk to the wall. I don't have to spend my gas and my time in order to go and be ignored by other people.
And you know what? They think about it. They probably tell themselves things like, well, people just, you know, they must think we're doing a good job if they don't want to come out and get involved.
Right. I mean, do you have to, how many times do I have to go and say the same thing over and over again, get shut down and ignored in order to, you know, have my opinion heard by somebody, have it acted upon?
So what do you really do? What can really be done about this? Because every, you know, court decision here, the Claremont decision in New Hampshire that determined that the government must provide an education for everyone.
School boards basically have to, 97% of their spending is already set.
Mm.
They only get the choice. They're just playing around with the lace around the edges. They don't have the choice of what, you know, goes into the rest of this. They don't really have an option.
So you'd have to do something at a state legislative level, but even then the courts could overturn it.
Yeah.
And so what do you really do? Ultimately, what do you do to change this situation? Because here in Keene, New Hampshire, the school taxes are like 60%. The school board has more money than the city government does.
It's the truth. And frankly, in many towns, it's even higher than that.
You said it's 80% in your town.
It could be. I think it's less than 80% this year. But and you know, they want to build some municipal project now, and that's going to be a huge hit. I was just talking to a friend who was involved in his local politics in another town, Winchester, New Hampshire. They were talking about a person, a student with disabilities, who cost them $350,000 a year.
Mm.
And he said that this person had, you know, I mean, was sadly in a condition that the most that you could expect from them when they were done with their 13 years of schooling that cost $350,000 a year to educate was that they might be able to tell the difference of when the lights are on when the lights are off.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's how in such bad shape they are. I mean, education? Does that really come into play here?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. What is the solution? I mean, besides my general solution of let's get as many activists together in the same place and do something, that seems to be the only thing, because it certainly doesn't seem like anybody's going to be, you know, protesting the schools by not paying taxes anytime soon. You don't have enough people together in any given area to do that and have an effect. I think that would personally be the most effective thing. Hey, I'm just going to keep my money. You do whatever you want with your schools. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Want toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and so you can enjoy those on us. If you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Now, that means that we'll take $5 a month from you with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa, MasterCard right on our website, and we'll take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live. Just today, I actually sent out a satellite receiver to, this is unusual, Mark, to an existing affiliate.
All right.
Our affiliate in Presque Isle, WEGP.
Yeah, nice folks there.
They apparently, what happened was...
I've stopped by the studios, actually.
Yep, you have. You were on a little vacation. You went up there and met the folks at EGP. Anyway, they've been on board with us doing weeknights for quite a while now, mm-hmm. and the way the business tends to work is all of this, the big shows are up on the same satellite.
Yep.
And you have to have a certain piece of hardware, a satellite, a fairly expensive satellite receiver in order to receive...
Nothing's cheap.
And, you know, right, it's in industry equipment. These things are expensive. And so what happened was their satellite receiver just all of a sudden stopped working.
Okay.
One night, the guy that was in the station, or actually I think there was their program director was at home, and he had to come in because Free Talk Live wasn't on the air. And it wasn't anything we did. What ended up happening was that ESPN Radio apparently used to be owned by Disney, right? So, like, Disney owned ESPN, Disney owned ABC, and then ABC used to be one of the big syndicates in the radio business, but they got sold to a different company, and then they got sold to a different company. This has all happened over the last 5 years, you know, all these corporate mergers and sales and things like that. And what ended up happening was ESPN broke away from the company that ended up having their properties. So, like, two companies kind of split off. ESPN split off from this one company. The other one went off in the other direction. So ESPN pulled all of their receivers digitally. They basically locked out all of the receivers. So stations that sign on for ESPN, you might have heard, like, ESPN Radio. Maybe it's on, you know, on the air in your town. They were up on the same satellite and the same receiver as Free Talk Live, and so a station could use the same receiver for both ESPN and Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
But one day ESPN just decided, we're going to go ahead and lock out every other anyone else's. We're going to lock out any other programming from our receivers, meaning that they just decided, if you've got an ESPN receiver, you can only use it for their programming. You can no longer use it to receive other stuff.
And is
like
that
Free Talk Live?
Is that a functionality of the machine that just kind of changed? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So they basically just sent a command down the line and just boop, turned everybody's receivers off. So our station
they probably should have let you know a couple of weeks in advance if that was the case.
I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Sometimes these companies, these big corporations, drop those balls big time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they left our station in the lurch, and the station owner called me up and said, "Ian, can you do something to help?" And I said, "You know what? I can. I've got one of these receivers right here. I'll send it over to you." And so, you know, we're keeping them on the air as
wow.
a result of this. So it's the
and
first, yeah.
Like I'd like to point out, although Presque Isle isn't the most populated place in the world, this Aroostook County, they
yeah.
mostly just refer to it as the county, and the reason is this thing covers the area of Connecticut. I mean, it is a gigantic place, and
right.
you know, the good folks there.
Right. For me, it's not the size of the market that comes into play. It's this
the
affiliate.
Loyalty.
Yeah, it's a loyalty thing. They are loyal to our show, and I'm going to give them a receiver. So it's the Free Talk Live AMP program that makes that happen. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's one of the things we do with AMP dollars. The other things are like advertising to new stations to get new stations on board and expand the ideas of freedom. Sam's with us, listening in Texas to LRN.FM. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
So I wanted to touch on what that caller brought up about Patrick Darrell, and especially your response to it, Ian.
You're talking about the guy that predicted the earthquake that didn't happen?
Correct.
Right.
I just wanted to point out, though, that on Monday he called for a 7 magnitude plus quake, and it happened in Guatemala, 7.4.
Hmm. How many 7 earthquakes happen every year?
Right now, the average, I believe, is either 1.4 or 1.6 per month.
Per month.
But the large earthquakes have been going up. And there was actually a really interesting chart that Zero Hedge posted showing natural disasters by, you know, storms, floods, so forth. And it showed that from the 50s on, it's really been sort of ramping up. There was a huge peak in 2004, probably the impact of the Sinatra Banda Aceh quake, but it shows that we're in a really high period of storm activity and things happening around the planet.
Okay.
Okay. So, but you looked at, well, this theory doesn't predict a location, and so therefore we should discount it, was kind of the message that I got.
Well, it seems to me that if you're going, if what you said is true and that there's 1.7 sevenfold, you know, 7-level earthquakes happening on a monthly basis, then if you were to isolate a certain period of time within that month, like, you know, a week of that month, the odds are pretty good that something's going to happen in that period of time somewhere in the world. So it doesn't really seem like a very risky prediction, shall we say.
And see, I look at that and say, Ian, you're looking at it with a skeptic's mindset
yep.
rather than sort of the scientific mind of, well, how could this work? And when you look at it in that light, what he's doing is really developing a foundation for an earthquake prediction model that is far better than what scientists today, they just really have no clue what's causing these earthquakes. I don't even think they understand plate tectonics and what's happening at the center of the
Earth. Of what value is the prediction if you can't tell where it's going to happen?
Well, so right now, though, we need a foundation that actually is predicting that earthquakes are going to happen, period. We don't have that. Patrick Darrell is taking us there. And then I think from his foundational work, we can start looking at more specifics, things like the exact alignment times and did the earthquake happen on the far side or the near side and were there other warning quakes. And they can start to develop models and things that will turn into an exact science that can predict locations. But I don't think that's reasonable to expect in the early stages.
No, I'd agree. I mean, you know, you got to experiment, you got to see what works, and try new stuff.
So there are two things I think that are interesting happening in the U.S. right now. One is the sinkhole in Louisiana that's over a salt dome. It is bubbling up natural gas, oil, all kinds of toxic chemicals. It is expanding out. People that live several miles away are having their they're able to light the water coming out of their faucet.
It's just
and it's on fire.
This has happened. I've seen this in with fracking incidences too. It's disturbing to have gas coming out of your pipes.
And the state of Louisiana has come out and said that because of the oil drilling and the fracking and so forth, there seems to be a connection between the layer of oil and the layer of groundwater, and they're concerned that it may have permanently contaminated the groundwater.
Mm. Well, then what do you do?
Move?
People move, yeah.
God.
Now, the other thing that happened is there were reports across five states, like Phoenix, Texas, Mississippi, Georgia, and West Virginia, and the people all reported these loud booms and explosions and things that they heard to their police departments all at the same time. And if you draw a line between these individual reports, it outlines the craton, which is the North American plate. And so what it's suggesting is that there are fundamental shifts and major changes underway in that in the North American plate.
Where is the North American plate cover? Sounds big.
Well, the easiest thing is to just search the craton and get a map.
I don't even know how to spell craton.
What's that?
I don't even know how to spell craton.
Punch it into Google, it'll come up. But there's two main fault lines.
Thank God for Google.
There's New Madrid that sort of runs along the Mississippi and out through Maine, and it also goes down through the Gulf and out through South America or Central America. And so that's the New Madrid. The last time that went off, it was in St. Louis. It destroyed lots of buildings, rang church bells in Maine. It was that powerful. And, of course, the other major fault line is California.
Mm-hmm. So where are you going with all this?
Well, I just think that it's evidence that things are changing.
That's inevitable. Of course things are changing,
but I think they're getting more intense, and we're seeing sort of these geological processes happening in more and more places that are wreaking havoc. And at some point, they could become so, I guess, intense that it would overwhelm more and more the government's ability to respond and restore life as usual.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly doesn't take much to overwhelm the government's ability to do anything. I mean, a little bit of flooding tends to put them out of commission. So,
and my brother was in New York. He saw people getting their FEMA checks and carrying TVs upstairs into dark buildings.
Wow. Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. I guess all you can really do is prepare yourself for any kind of calamity and hope for the best. Thanks. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of preparations, we do have some suggestions we can give you here in a little bit. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.